And everybody's like, oh, how much money do you make off the podcast? I'm like, negative. Yeah. Like, negative a lot. Yeah, negative. Negative a lot.
Yeah. What is our podcast? It's really just like two dudes on a journey of like trying to get better at golf. And we just share it with our listeners. And like,
everyone's trying to get better, man. Says, I stumbled across this podcast while searching for interviews with Shane Bacon. As a coach and competitive player in the Midwest, it has quickly become my favorite golf podcast. Topics range from tech to fitness to golf branding to collegiate golf, tips from teaching pros, and all the above. The hosts are easy to listen to, intelligent, and speak in a language that good players and enthusiasts will both enjoy. 5-star.
There is a podcast brewing that's about to take over podcasting for good. The only podcast that you are going to need to tune into day in, day out, is the Member Guest Podcast.
If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But again, with the driver right now, the
driver sucks.
John Daly, and you're listening to the Member Guest Podcast. Rip it.
Welcome back to the studio, Andy. It's been a while.
Yeah,
our new dad.
Good to be here. Really good to be here. God, it felt good walking in the door and hitting some balls.
And you're yoked?
Yeah, I've been lifting a lot. I do think a lot of that's like psychological, having a son and just like realizing there's a human being that's going to grow up and like one day he'll be stronger than you and you're just like, nah, that's not like, no.
Yeah. So you're trying to delay that as long as possible.
Yeah, dude, I need to be able to be.
Well, he's only 3 months old right now. So hopefully you've got at least.
He's
kind of
wiry
years.
Though. He's kind of wiry. So
is he getting there?
I mean, he's kind of wiry. So we just got to make sure that like we can physically show him the way. For a while.
Before we get into this, what's being a dad like? Give me some advice. I'm like 2 to 3 years out. Talked about this with Sydney. I feel like I have a 2 to 3 year where I can get really good at golf because I'm not going to be able to practice.
Yeah.
What's it like?
Well, on the golf side, I think today was the second time I've hit balls since October.
And he striped it, which says something.
Felt good. There's been like, as you know, just less time for things. But we'll once he starts like sleeping through the night and getting bigger, we'll be able to do more. It's just kind of that newborn phase, you know. But being a dad's awesome, man. It's great. It's not that hard. People definitely blow it way out of proportion. Like, yeah, babies are super simple. It's really rewarding, really fun.
Like, they eat, they pee, they poop, and they sleep.
And they burp. Yeah. It's like it. And, you know.
You got a good kid, too.
He's a good kid, for sure.
I met him. He's a great kid.
Yeah, he's a great kid. I thought it was going to be way more, like, overwhelming and hard. And granted, like, we have a lot of help, and there's that. And, you know, I can see scenarios where it would be like harder, but it's mainly just all positive and good. It's like,
good.
It just adds value. So like he doesn't really detract any value. It's just like, he adds value.
Big cat.
Yeah. It's a big cat. Yeah.
This is a monumental episode for us. It's number 100.
That is crazy. I was thinking about that on the way over here, man. I remember saying like, yeah, we'll just like, I just want to like go to 100 episodes and then like, if it's like doing okay.
Should we just
like,
quit? Yeah. should we just stop here?
I mean, you've taken it to 100.
Could just stop now.
I'm like, I'm in for continuing to like do this as long as I can in the capacity that I can, which is limited. But like, yeah, I mean, there's no part of me that's like wants to be done. So.
Yeah, I did a bunch of research and stuff prepping for this episode because I got some funny stuff too. But yeah. I went on our podcast because I was trying to find funny reviews, and we don't have that many. Yeah. I didn't find any like funny or demeaning ones, but I found a good one. This was this kind of tickled me a little bit. It was a 5-star. Doesn't say the name. It says National Talent Regional Relevancy. No idea what that means. It was earlier this summer. It says I stumbled across this podcast while searching for interviews with Shane Bacon. As a coach and competitive player in the Midwest, it has quickly become my favorite golf podcast. Topics range from tech to fitness to golf branding to collegiate golf, tips from teaching pros, and all the above. The hosts are easy to listen to, intelligent, and speak in a language that good players and enthusiasts will both enjoy. 5-star.
That's sick.
That's so pretty cool. Sick.
Yeah. I don't know, man. There's a lot that I love about like how we have approached this whole thing, you know, in terms of like, I mean, let's be real. Like, I mean, I think both of us, I mean, you do the vast majority of this. Like, this is mainly your thing at this point, but like both of us still, I think, look at this like it's just like fun. And like, it's been more, the funny thing about it is, and I knew this would be the case in the beginning when we like set out to do this, it's just been more about like us than anything else. Like just us learning things and like talking to people we think are cool.
That's what people like, because they're like, man, totally. It's great to learn from, like, we're just learning and then we just put it out there for people. They either like it or they don't like
it. For sure, for sure. And like, we're not trying to be somebody, or like, we're not trying to like, I don't need to like, you know,
impress anyone.
Yeah, like, I don't care. This is just like fun. And I think going back to the reason that we started the podcast, it's like we wanted to start a podcast for guys like us. And that's like literally exactly what the podcast is.
Yeah.
Like,
it's sick.
It's literally like, if I wanted to listen to a podcast, like, I would listen to ours, because it's like, yeah, it's a podcast for like the kind of better player who, like, you know, has a job, or like, you know, wants to get better at golf, wants to like nerd out and learn things, and, you know, like, doesn't have time to do all the research on their own. And
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
I love the review too, cause like, topics range from, yeah, and then it's just like 10 different things.
But that's the thing, dude, is like, what we're always doing. We're always like learning 10 different things. It's not like you and I are just into like technique.
Yeah, like, or mental game, yeah, or whatever.
We're into all of it. Totally. And so, like, of course, the podcast is, like, representative of that. Dude, like, I interviewed Ken G 2 weeks ago about, like, greatness in athletes. Like, what does that have to do with, like, the golf swing? Nothing. But it's, like, that's a fascinating thing to learn about. And it's, like, interesting for both of us as we think about how do we get more nails as golfers.
Yeah, we've come a long way. I want you, and I want everybody to listen to this. Shoot, it's coming on in the background. I want everybody to listen to this clip. You ready?
Yeah.
This is episode 7.
What was it? I want to know how many matches you
won. It was a club versus club thing?
Yeah, it was a great idea. Sammy Bettinardi organizes it, and I was lucky enough to get picked. No idea why.
So it was the Butler club versus another...
Medina.
Oh, like,
yeah, Medina.
Minnesota Medina.
No, Chicago Medina.
Oh, Chicago Medina. Yeah. Oh, Chicago Medina.
To be fair, I don't think you need to say Medina. Chicago Medina.
Yeah. Oh, just a classic moment right there that still gets talked about
as it should. When I went back and listened to it, I put that as our the worst take ever, or just the worst comment Minnesota ever Medina. On the member guest podcast in the last 2 years.
Dude, that is one thing about this whole thing, is how many, like, extra laughs we've had.
A lot of them come at my expense, but that's fine. I'm still learning.
Yeah, that's true. But it's added a lot of like humorous value to us.
Do you by any chance know what our top 3 episodes are? So I took this off of most played episodes.
Yeah,
in the last 2 years.
I could guess. I'd guess like Scott Fawcett.
He's number 1.
Okay, that's like most searched probably. Ellis?
Nope.
Okay.
I wasn't on one of them.
What about, was, oh, really? Well, what are they? I don't know. I can't guess.
The Band and Dunes recap.
Okay, sweet. Yeah.
Is number 2.
Yeah, we figured that would
be cool. And we're going to have to start planning that trip here soon.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
For my batch.
I threw that one to Sarah yesterday. I'm like, hey, just so you know, this summer I'm going to Band. She was cool. So
of course she was. She's awesome. The third was Tron Carter.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was a really good episode. That was cool. He's a cool guy, man. That's the other thing about this whole podcast game of just doing this golf thing is just, well, let me ask you, like, has anything surprised you about it?
Surprised? Honestly, I'm surprised it got this far.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely one. I did not think, I mean, I guess I didn't know. Like, I'm always one of those people, if I do something, I'm going to go all in and make the most of it. But the fact that it's been 2 years, and like you said, we're still doing it, and we're just doing it because it's fun.
Yeah.
I thought that maybe it could turn into like a business or something more. It's just totally been a hobby the entire time.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, how much money do you make off the podcast? I'm like, negative. Yeah. Like, negative a lot. Yeah, negative a lot. Yeah. You know, like, that's how much podcast makes is negative a lot.
Yeah.
But I think the coolest thing has been that it's wild how quickly, when you get into like, call it the golf world or golf community, you realize it's really, really small. Yeah. Like, especially for a, you know, professional sport that you watch on TV, like we're one or two degrees away from potentially like talking to Scottie Scheffler or Rory McIlroy.
Totally.
That, you know what I mean? Like that's crazy to me.
That surprised me too. It's just how small and open and inviting the golf world is.
Yeah,
like people are just cool about coming on. Like, it's not, yeah. So that's been super cool. That surprised me. Also just like random people like listening surprises me. Like people are.
Yeah. Didn't like Johnny Wonder DM us?
Yeah.
Isn't that how he came on?
Like, listen to the podcast and like, it's really cool. Like I want to come on.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Johnny Wonder basically fits all the professionals for Callaway. Like he's their professional fitter.
You're the man. Like we've been following you for years. Like,
yeah, he came on and you could literally tell him his bag top to bottom.
Yeah, I knew every club in his bag.
Like all of his specs. Yeah. He was like, oh, I didn't even know that.
He's like, oh, you're kind of a psycho. It's like, oh yeah, no worries, dude. I just consume your content. Oh, the other thing that's been interesting is, well, I think there's two sides of this that's hilarious. One is really since we started the podcast, the YouTube golf has exploded since we started the podcast, and we've just not participated in any of it.
Well, I have this combo with people a lot too, because clearly like on course content, like people really like to watch people play golf. Like they like to see good golf. And for me, like I never, like Windsong is my place to go disconnect.
Yeah.
Like I'm there a lot, but like when I go there, the last thing I want to do is be like filming myself golf.
Right.
And like doing that type of stuff. Like I'll talk about it post round, I'll do all this stuff, but
yeah,
whether it's Windsong or like any other club, like I don't want to show up with it. And I think it's cool that people do that. Like it's awesome. For sure. It's fun to watch Wyndham Clark play with Bob Does Sports, but like, it's not us. And I don't know if it'll ever be us.
Maybe we'll try to do like some next summer, like maybe just you and I playing matches or like.
I thought the coolest thing, and maybe I need to text Maddie about this like soon, but doing like a member guest tournament.
Member guest club championship.
Yeah. And having like people that have been on the pod like participate on a Monday and like we make a charity event or something and like. You know, we don't need to make money off of it, just like getting all of us together. And then maybe you can film some stuff. Like, you know, they do all the charity stuff on Mondays.
Yeah.
Like then it might make a little bit more sense.
For sure.
But I'm not going to go out every single Friday game and, you know, put my camera up and record every swing and do that. And I just, it's too much work. Like and not
golf
my thing.
Too much. Yeah. We like golf too much.
Yeah. It's where I disconnect. And like, that's why it's fun. If it became work, I feel like we'd have to do it a lot more.
Right.
For sure. I want to do that.
Yeah.
You're going to love this one. This is our number one reel on Instagram.
Sleep at night. I have a busy brain, you know. A lot of times it's...
Oh, my God. I have to ask you guys this question right now or I will forget. I'm so sorry to cut you off.
No.
Did you know that not everybody has an inner monologue?
No. What?
Do you guys have an inner monologue?
Yeah.
When you talk to yourself in your head, is it a
there's
voice?
A movie
it's
going a on all day.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't
He
doesn't cry and he doesn't have an inner monologue.
Do you have an inner monologue?
I don't think he does. If anybody doesn't have an inner monologue,
what do you see in your head? Like when you are at home and the wife does something that do you think in your head like, oh, why did she just do that? Or do you not think?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody
No,
does that.
You don't.
No,
dude.
That's not true. I just found this out. Like, not everybody has an inner monologue. They see like lines and puzzles and start. There's not a voice.
I definitely don't have that.
Blew my mind.
So dumb, but so good.
That's our number one most played reel.
Of course, that's our number one reel. Has nothing to do with golf. Yeah,
that's how you go. That's how people find you. What they like has nothing to do with golf. And then people got in the comment section.
Dude, that's
like,
so good.
Wait, some of you guys can talk to yourselves in your head, and I'm like, you don't. Like, I think it's weirder to not.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so funny. I can't get over that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty fun going back through the last 2 years because the first guest we ever had on was Chad Hartman.
Yep.
Which was wild. I mean, we need to have him back on. And then like we've had anywhere from like Chad Hartman to like you said Scott Fawcett and Johnny Wonder, a bunch of cool people in the golf industry, and it feels like the last maybe 6 months kind of found this niche with collegiate golfers, aspiring pros, caddies have been really cool.
Yeah. There's a lot you can learn from people that are professionally trying to learn.
Yeah. As I was also prepping for this, I was trying to figure out what are the kind of two main things that I have learned over the last 2 years. I've learned a lot.
Learned. Yeah.
But the one is that the people that either play golf, teach golf, or whatever it may be at like the highest level, all of the stuff that they're either teaching or trying to do is all generally the same. It's just a different way to do it, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like you would, you know, if you talk to a professional teaching pro or John Ellis who caddies for Wyndham, and like you ask them, you know, questions about like, I don't know, course management, right? Like whether it's decade or something else, it's all the exact same stuff. They're just applying it or doing it a little bit differently,
yep.
but they all have the same consistent things that they do to get to that level. Yep. And then once you figure that out, you like find your own way to do it. And then I feel like that's the best way to learn.
But yeah,
I
thought like, that like, was interesting. Like there is a recipe.
There's totally a recipe. Yeah. And like in a lot of other sports, I don't want to say there's not a recipe, but like in a lot of other sports, it's dependent on kind of maybe the position that you play mm-hmm. or maybe like what you do.
Yeah.
But in golf, like everyone plays the same position. Everyone's yeah. everyone has the same goal, which is what's the quickest way to get the ball in the hole.
Yeah.
Right. And like it's all very, very similar. They all practice a lot of the same stuff. They just kind of do it their own way.
Yeah. I was going to say for me, the I think an offshoot of that, just a huge learning for me is just how important course management is.
Yeah.
Like I just probably didn't realize like course management is like, yeah. Well, two things. I think two learnings, course management and mental game. Like I mean, if you think about me before the podcast, like 99% of the time I spent was like working on technique.
Yeah, you were a swing guy. Like you always recorded swing your swing guy. And you yeah. were working on technique yeah, and totally. Process and all that stuff.
And that's just like good to a certain point, but like, yeah, just if you want to really get better, you have to like master course management and you have to master the mental game. And for some people like me, I guess one thing I realized is how, like for me, in some ways, that's like decidedly less fun. Like, do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well, like, yeah, because you talk about all the time how you, like a part of enjoying golf is like you like to hit creative shots mm-hmm. and do like fun things.
Yeah.
But it also comes at a consequence, right? Like we'll yeah. play and you'll be like, man, I really didn't need to try and hit like a punch cut mini driver there. I probably yeah. could have just like tried to flush a 4-iron.
I mean, I think for me, like I think I finished last year at a 2.7. I think I'm a 0.
With good course management.
If I just was disciplined and had good course management and just focused on like my mental game. And if I only cared about that.
Do you ever try and like disassociate that between like competitive rounds and non-competitive rounds, or is it all rounds?
It's just all rounds for me kind of, because it's just like the way I like enjoy playing golf. And so, there are like, yes, I will say like with the exception of the Winsong Club Championship, I always score significantly better in competitive rounds, which goes to the point like in competitive rounds I tend to be more disciplined and focus on my mental game.
You change your
yeah like if you look at my gin, it's like 84, like 86, 81, competitive 71, 84, like it's like okay, like how did that happen? It's like, well yeah, I just was like not doing dumb shit and like
yeah, or you lock in and you yeah you make better decisions.
Yeah,
so it matters a little bit more.
100% 100%. It's just, I don't know. It's a weird thing. But I just, yeah. So I'm going to try to like change my mindset on that. And I do want to get as good as I can get. So
yeah, before we wrap up the 100th episode, what are the next? So it is unbelievable to me that we're past Christmas, by the way, like it's almost January. Yeah. So we've got 3 months more kind of the off season ish. What are you doing right now? Because you came in and you started striping stuff with my irons, and I know we're both
yeah,
doing some
we
tweaks.
Should talk. Yeah, let's talk through that. So Jordan, that is one other thing too, is like as we've gone down this rabbit hole of like learning, and you meet people and you like there's just so many different ways that people are doing things, and so I think we've learned a lot of things that like we otherwise that aren't on YouTube, you know, like
yeah.
It's not like you can just go on YouTube.
And totally. Learn
about, you know, so like it's just, there's different pockets of the golf world and different people doing different things. And the latest like kick for us, which we're both like pretty experimental in nature, and you probably more so than me, but that's just because you're a complete lunatic. I'm at a base level a lunatic. You're like something else. You're a different creature.
Got something weird going on.
Yeah. but we're both, and you kind of got me on this kick. We're both kind of going down this different equipment setup and a little bit different way of swinging the golf club setup. I think with the goal of optimizing for consistency, like ROI on practice time, given that we're not
tour longevity
players, and longevity. Yeah. And so, the more you play golf, the more you want to play golf. Like, I want to play forever and I want to be as good as I can be. But, yeah, I think it's just really hard for a 35-year-old dude who's like, doesn't have time to spend hours every week in the gym and doesn't have time to like grind that much. It's really hard for me to have a golf swing like a 21-year-old on tour. Like, mm-hmm. is that what I should be working towards? Like, that's what I've always worked towards. But when you take a step back and you look at that, you go like, it does, that actually just makes no fucking sense. Like,
yeah. And we're going to have Mr. Will Leaf on the pod. He coached Ben Siegel for years, played at the U of M. He does lessons at where I train golf at Empower. You know, we mm-hmm. talked to the Empower guy, so he's out there. And he'll talk through kind of the philosophy a little bit because he does it too. And then also Andrew
McCain.
Yep. We'll have him on and kind of talk through it. But it's effectively like the way I would describe it is like less rotation in the golf swing, kind of like more of an arm swing mm-hmm. and letting your clubs and equipment do the work. The hard part about that, you know, quite frankly, probably not everybody wants to go through or do is like, it's a pretty big equipment change. I mean, for me, it was completely different shafts,
yep.
completely different, like everything, continuing to understand with like the end goal of like, let the equipment do the work.
Yeah.
And like, I look at my old swings, and like I was doing a lot. Like I looked at my driver swing and like, I could just tell I was working really hard. And then like today we were hitting balls and like hitting an 8-iron effortlessly 160. Like my 8-iron mm-hmm. used to go 150.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of like changing this mindset of, you know, letting the club and equipment do the work and let like less in when you're doing less in your golf swing, less can go wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's true. And, I think about it too, like from the standpoint of, most good golfers are chasing what I would call a shallow, rotate, passive face golf swing.
Mm-hmm.
And most equipment is optimized for that movement pattern. And if you look at a guy like Scottie Scheffler, as an example, who doesn't really swing that way, he's not a shallow rotator. He's pretty steep.
High hands, steep.
Pretty high hands. He's the best player in the world. You can see him doing all sorts of manipulations to make the equipment work.
Yeah, everyone's like, why does he finish like that?
A lot of that, I think, and Will would say, is about him like fighting his equipment and making it work, right? So like he's an Aventus Black driver shaft, and he's steep, you know? We can talk more technically about it, but yeah. So what we're trying to do now is set our golf equipment up in a way that like plays to kind of a more natural golf swing where you kind of just turn and burn, but like, you know, you're just making a backswing and you maybe have a little bit of a steeper downswing, but you kind of match that up with really upright irons, so that your turf interaction is good. And we're talking extreme upright irons. Like, you're not there right now, but I'm going to probably go to like 8 up on my irons.
Yeah. I think Will and Andrew are between 6 and 8 up.
Yeah. Which
I
is
as high as nuts. Five
like
up.
I've never heard of anybody doing that. Ever heard of anybody doing that.
Which,
but
is,
like,
which is crazy because Andrew's a pro.
He's a pro and he's sick. He stripes
the ball. A lot of people, I think, do this type of stuff and you don't really know about it.
Yeah.
So, Ross Miller, who coaches out in Blaine, he's a pro. He does it as well.
Yeah. So like if you are shallowing the club and rotating and trying to get the shaft back on its original plane at setup, like obviously like your line goals are going to be, you know, pretty neutral, but if you physically don't want to do that or can't do that or don't have the time to put in to make that work or don't want to have the toll it takes on your body, like you can just jack your line goals more upright. And then The other thing I'm learning is like having a shaft that's kicks a lot more on the tip, just to get more launch from the shaft and get the shaft to deflect and work for you a little bit to create a little more like whip at the bottom.
Yeah, this took a real big turn for me towards the end of last year. I kind of started it, but I had been having back issues for call it like the better part of a year, back and hip issues.
Yeah.
And I was talking with Will about this. He's like, dude, it's a pretty like big thing in golf right now because you're seeing like you can go down the list.
All
right?
These guys are getting
Tiger,
hurt, man.
Will Zalatoris, Daniel Berger, like hurt. Ton of them, back injuries. And yeah. A lot of it is to your point that like shallow rotate, like you look at where they are at impact, they're all the way turned
tilted,
with their yes.
Their spine angles crunched.
That's
over.
What I was trying to learn, and it didn't work for my body. And now when I'm in here practicing this swing, like I mean, granted, I've also done a lot of things to help my back and stuff, but it's so much easier on the body. And so we're going to do a whole episode on this. But
yeah, it's a whole rabbit hole. It's like even just counterbalancing and lengths, changing your iron lengths. Like most irons are half an inch in increments, length increments. Jordan's now in 3/8 of an inch length increments. So your line goals don't change as much throughout the swing, and your swing can be a little more consistent from pitching wedge to four iron. Your setup can be a little more consistent from pitching wedge to four iron.
If you want to kind of understand this before the episode comes out, Google, have you seen Bryson's new irons?
No.
He's going away from Cobra. I can't remember the new, but it's like Google like combo length set irons.
Yeah.
Bryson kind of does this.
Yeah.
It's similar.
Yeah, it's just the goals like consistency and yeah, I mean, who knows, man? It's interesting, but that's kind of been our latest like kick that and really the podcast probably is the thing that's like taken us here. And so, you know, I think that's the thing. It's like what is our podcast? It's really just like two dudes on a journey of like trying to get better at golf, and we just share it with our listeners and like
everyone's trying to get better, man.
Yeah, like and a journey of life too, right? Like having a kid and, you know, you're going to get married in a year or whatever. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, like we're going to do things stupid. We're going to make wrong decisions. We're going to go down the wrong rabbit holes, but hopefully like we can save our listeners a bunch of time.
I'm confident saying every time we take one step back, we take two steps forward.
Yeah.
I've seen it. And I don't know, all of it.
If we just like go on YouTube and you just were like, how to get better at golf, like you're going to find a zillion different podcasts and a zillion different models and a zillion different things. And I think what is member guests? Like we're just doing the work for the people, you know, like we're the guinea pigs.
Maybe you'll find a little nugget that helps. And
totally.
You know, we're the ones spending the time and money for it. And if I could put it all in like a book and save people all the time and money, like, and I could rewind 5 years, I'd wish I could do it all different. But,
and even when Jordan and I go like a couple weeks without talking or whatever, we're busy, I'm always like, what's the latest? Like, you know,
what's going on? Like, you came over, you're like, oh, mini driver in the back. Nice.
it's just an evolution, man. And that's the beautiful thing is the podcast has just been this like vessel through which to platform that evolution.
Yeah, it's been fun, man. Here's to the next 100. We'll see if we make it there. But until now, it's good to have you back in studio, going through these tweaks.
Yeah,
coming up, we'll have Andrew, we'll have Will. I'm gonna have some other teaching pros on as we're kind of learning in the off season.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll be getting into equipment changes and stuff. So
sweet,
looking forward to it.
All right, man.
Till next time.
Till next time.